Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
For 90 years, WNYC has reflected and reflected on our ever-changing city. And we'll be here for the next 90 years. These are some of the sounds and voices that have defined New York and New York Public Radio. Thank you for being a part of our modern history.
We bring you our mayor, the Honorable F.H. LaGuardia, speaking to you from his desk in City Hall.
This is a direct order. Any place that causes annoyance by noise, boisterous singing, and jukeboxes, I want the police to go right in and make an arrest. The people are entitled to sleep.
Fortunately for your welfare and my welfare, plenty of people are thinking about the next war, the atomic war.
I'm quite sure that Mr. Bernstein is going to wait for complete silence in the theater before he commences this evening's concert, which opens with Aaron Copland's An Outdoor Overture.
When you go into your publisher's offices, how many colored editors do you see here in New York?
I'm Oscar Brand, and I'm here at WNYC, New York. Now let's return to our guest this evening. His name is Bob Dylan.
To our nation's leaders, we plead, stop the war in Vietnam now.
I don't know how feminists define themselves right now, but I've always thought I was a feminist.
40, how did that happen? It was just yesterday was the Velvet Underground, and all of a sudden, here I am with you.
Guess what? After a half hour of talking about Senator Hillary Clinton, she's calling in. So let's welcome her. Senator Clinton, are you there?
I am there, Brian. How are you?
I'm okay. Thank you for calling.
The Voice of New York City has been at your service, bringing you the finest music, the latest news, and public service programs of special interest. And now, your city station, WNYC-FM, broadcasting on a frequency of 93.9 megacycles, leaves the air.